Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 27th of February and as ever, here are three ideas to help improve your business in around 3 minutes. And before we get started, a quick shout out to the team at Gappy, who I know listen to this. They are the leading supplier to the UK markets of sealing solution products and PTFE, semi-finished materials and finished parts. You know where to go if that's what you need. Anyway, let's get cracking with this week's 3D ideas. And idea one. It's all about being easy to deal with, easy to buy from. And in Camden Market, there's a pub called Proud, where what they've actually just done is installed a very simple little gadget, where it's there on the bar, having bought your beers, you put your finger on the gadget, and hey presto, it pays for it. Yes, they're actually using fingerprint recognition to allow people to pay. Great example of being easy to buy from. And it leads us on to idea two, a bit more traditional, but again, maybe a forward-thinking way of doing it. This Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, and lots of churchgoers, it's the first day of Lent, will be going for their blessing. And traditionally what happens in a Catholic church is people go, have their foreheads marked with ash in the shape of a cross. But actually to make things easier for customers, if that's the right word for them, an Irish Catholic church in Glenamaddy, County Galway, is actually doing a drive-in service. Father Paddy Mooney, who actually agreed the strategy, but basically what he's doing is saying, let's actually look at how we can make things work easier for our customers. It's about meeting people where they are. So they basically, as you drive into the church, the priest will be there to bless you, and on you go. That is being easy to deal with. As ever, if you want to be easy to deal with, have a look at our toolkit, which you can download to see how your business measures up against this. And idea three, and there are more examples in here, it's an example session this time. I talked last week about the box of love, which is what marketing does to actually get people to share great experiences and people who've done things well in their team. They have a meeting every Friday to talk about it. Well, I've actually found two other great examples of things where businesses are actually doing things to reinforce the culture of their business. The first one is Steel City Marketing, a business here in Sheffield. And they're actually looking for a replacement cover for Jenny to go and have twins. Congratulations, Jenny. And what they've actually done to actually recruit people is a great video that actually tells everybody who they are, what they do, and encourages people to apply by following the instructions on the video. This is a great example of actually getting to see whether people would fit into the culture and maybe actually putting off those that wouldn't. And you can see an example of that on andyhanselman.com. And the third example of this is BrewDog, the innovative, fast-growing brewer. And they've actually come up with a thing that actually helps them become the best place to work ever. And they've just announced paternity leave, which means that employees are allowed a week's paid leave to help them settle in their new dog into their home. So yes, if you're an employee there and you get a new dog, then you get a week off to look after them. And okay, that might not work for all of us, but what systems and processes have you got to actually reinforce the culture that you want? Again, if you go to andyhanselman.com, you can see the video explains it and an opportunity to download an ebook that helps you make it all work. Have a great week. Lots of examples. Make sure you become one of them. Bye.